Okay, there is a halacha called ribbis in the Torah, and one of the unique things about ribbis is that a lot of the situations that come up with charging interest are situations that you don't think about that it's actually a problem of charging interest. For instance, a person, when you sell something, you require a customer to make a payment as soon as he gets the merchandise, so that's just regular selling something. If money has to be paid in advance, the money that's paid in advance of the sale is really a loan. When I'm exchanging money for an item, so that's just a sale. When I'm giving you money and then you're not giving me the item for another 2 weeks, so then the money I'm giving you is a loan. If I'm getting any special privileges by giving you that money in advance, now that's a ribbis shaila. So the shaila I want to deal with today is, this is something everybody does, every school, a lot of schools, camps, what do they call it? Early bird special. You come and you pay a little bit early, and the price will be less. Isn't that mamish ribbis? You're going ahead and you're giving them money in advance. They're not giving you a service yet. They're not giving you anything yet. And as a result of that, you're going to pay less. So is that a problem of ribbis? Why would it or would it not be a problem of ribbis? Now, to be clear, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh, some Kofayim Gimel, points out that it's not ribbis d'oraisa. It's not ribbis d'oraisa when it's not just direct, give me money and I'll do you a favor. This kind of ribbis would only be ribbis midrabanan. Ribbis drabanan is asr also. So what about a deposit, for instance, before we get to even a prepay, early bird special? So deposit, the poskim generally assume, is going to be totally mutter. Marsham writes that he thinks that by a deposit, it's clear enough that when you give a deposit for something, that's the seller's intent is just to make sure that you're serious about buying it. And he's not really trying to do you a favor for giving him the money in advance. He just wants to make sure that you're a serious buyer and know that he has a commitment from you, so that he was not going to end up losing out by holding on to it and not selling it to somebody else. So deposit are typically mutter. Another possible loophole over here is when it comes to corporations. A lot of times, it's a major discussion in the poskim what the status of a corporation is, whether a corporation has a din of an individual, of a person, or a corporation is like its own separate entity. So many people hold that if a discount for prepayment is offered by a corporation, then these yisurim won't apply, and therefore it would be mutter for a corporation to do that. Others disagree. Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, Chalpei Simon Samach Gimel, writes that Rav Moshe happens to be, he's actually Mekel, actually. He's Mekel. He thinks corporations are allowed to pay ribbis. That the ribbis only applies when a borrower is personally responsible for the loan. When a corporation borrows money, the borrower isn't responsible. The liability is only on the company assets. The corporation is its own entity, and therefore wouldn't have the same din of normal ribbis situations. However, there are poskim that disagree and think that Jewish-owned corporations would have the same restrictions of ribbis that Jewish individuals would have. So, are there any exceptions to this iser? So, essentially, there are three basic exceptions to this rule of prepaying of the early bird special. And even during these cases of exception, it has to be made clear that the advance money that you're paying you cannot say explicitly that the advance money that you're paying is the reason that you're getting the discount. What are the exceptions? Exception number one is what we call yeshlo, which means the seller has the merchandise in stock. Even in situations where the customer doesn't get legal title to the merchandise as soon as he makes the payment, but the seller has it in his warehouse, just a matter of delivering it and giving him time to get it together, since the payment at the time already binds the seller to take that thing that's in his warehouse and designate it for you, so that's considered that you're buying it right now, and that it's not in advance where you're getting ribbis, where you're paying for the right to get you're paying for any extra special benefits. The seller is allowed to to benefit the customer by agreeing to absorb the expenses that the customer would normally pay, meaning he could pay for delivery. That's not considered ribbis. What he's doing is he's saying that this is an additional expense that someone's got to pay. It's going to be you or it's going to be me. You pay by then, and I'll make part of the deal that I'm going to absorb that expense. But I'm not giving you the item itself for cheaper. If I were giving you the item itself for cheaper, that lechora would be a problem. If let's say the item has to be assembled before it's delivered, so then we would say it's not called yeshlo. Yeshlo means that he has it ready to go. That's the shach in Yerdeisim Kufayin Hey, that it's not called yeshlo if the item still needs to be assembled, because it's not called that it's really in stock and ready to go. Now it depends what assembly is. Sometimes assembly is just, you know, putting two things together, that's called that it's in stock. If it's very easy for any customer to assemble it on his own, so then l'chora, that would be called that the item is yeshlo, that it is, that it, and it would be mutter in this situation. The seller has to have it physically. It's not good enough that he may have access to it when he needs. He has to actually have physical control of it. The seller has to have enough stock for the amount that he's selling. You can't say, oh, okay, you ordered a bookshelf. I have one bookshelf in stock, and 10 people ordered bookshelves. So it is yeshlo because I have one in stock. No, it's not, because you sold more than you have, and therefore if you took prepayment on something that you don't have, that's going to be a problem of ribbis. But anyway, the concept of yeshlo is exception number one. Exception number two is when there's no set market value, and this is a very important exception that applies in a lot of cases. Things that have no set market value are like precious stones that could vary greatly depending on who analyzes what it's worth. Used machinery, very often used cars, things like that, don't often have a clear set market value because there are always little nuances in a used car. You know, this thing is ripped over there, the cup holder's broken, or they, you know, just like little tiny things that are off in something like that, so that has no set market value, and therefore that also would not be subject to this isser of taking advance payment for it. There's a major discussion in the Pesukim why it's not subject to this isser. Baragol explains that the Chacham Asr, people selling things to offer discounts in return for getting advance payment, because it's mechzik ribbis. As we pointed out, it's not ribbis d'oraisa, it's only mechzik ribbis, which is ribbis d'rabbanan. But when the item has no set value, so it's not mechzik ribbis, because it doesn't even, no one even knows that you're getting a discount, because it looks, I don't know what it's worth, so you're getting it for cheap? Okay, I don't know if it's not worth exactly what you're getting it for. I don't know that that's what it normally doesn't go for. When it comes to used car, it could vary very greatly. So if that's the lundus, then it has to be something that's not an obvious discount. If it's a very obvious discount, oh, pay me now, and I'll give you something worth twice as much for half the price, well, then it wouldn't help the fact that it doesn't have any set market value. This leniency, again, also only works when we don't mention explicitly that you're giving the discount for the advance payment. And the third major exception is if the buyer accepts upon himself all liability of anything that goes wrong, he's saying, okay, I'm being konyet right now, wherever it is, and therefore if anything happens to it in your warehouse, I'm going to take the loss. If the buyer is willing to do that, so then it's not really in advance. Then it's ki'ilu is taking possession of the merchandise right away. So that's the basic three kulas that you have in this area. Now, where does that leave us with every school and every camp that has an early bird special? Sign up early, and instead of $10 million for sending your kid to camp for the summer, it'll only be $8 million. Right, where does that? How is that allowed? So early bird specials are somewhat complicated. So if it's just a deposit that you need to send in to get the lower rate, like we said before, that's totally mutter, because that's just for the camp to know how many kids to plan for, to know that you're actually serious about sending your child. But if it's actually, they say, pay in full by December, and then it will cost you less money, like a lot of yeshivas do with tuitions. They'll say, they'll send you, whatever, I got a $45,000 tuition bill this year, so they say, pay in full by August, and it will be $43,000 instead of $45,000. I'm like, the people who write a check for $45,000, they need the $2,000 break? But okay, that's a different thing. But however they want to do it, that sounds like it should be a major ribbis issue. But when And it's done all the time. Hotels, school, right? Pesach program hotels, all these things. So Rav Moshe holds, well, it depends. If it has a din of a corporation, well, then all bets are off. It's mutter anyway. According to Rav Moshe, if it has a din of a corporation, what does it mean it has a din of a corporation? Let's say the school, I want to sue the school. Something happened, and a kid gets hurt or whatever, and I want to sue the school. Who's going to pay for that? Is it only the school's assets, or is it going to be they're going to go to every administrator and go into his personal bank accounts? And the assumption is, no, it's only the school's assets that are going to be liable. So according to Rav Moshe, l'chora, that's what everyone really, really relies on. It's Rav Moshe's kula that corporations have a din of a separate entity, and that separate entity would not be a ribis issue because there's no personal liability by anybody. This also comes up, and all this is taken from Rabbi Reisman in his phenomenal book on ribbis. This also comes up when it comes to the train, Long Island Railroad. If you pay in advance for the monthly instead of buying each one, or sometimes they'll have you pay a 10 ride thing, and they click for each ride, so you're paying in advance for the rides. Now Long Island Railroad is not a Jew, so it wouldn't be a problem. But let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael and it's a taxi company. You have Uri's Taxi or something, and he's the guy, and he gives you a little card, and it's got 10. So is that a problem of ribbis? So l'chora, yes, l'chora, that should be a problem of ribbis. If he's not, especially if he's not a corporation, he's just a guy with a car that happens to make his living that way. However, there are poskim that are makel. They say that discounts are generally offered because it's a better way of running the business, and it's not because he's getting the money in advance. It's because it's just his way. It's not the time value of the money that he's interested in. It's not that when you pay for the 10 rides for $50, he needs that $50 today, and it will hurt him financially to get the $50 in a week from now. That's not why he's doing it. He's not doing it to have so that he can invest those $50 over the next week. He's doing it because it's a better way to get customers, and it's a better way to run a business. So that's what some of the poskim suggest, that maybe in that situation it's mutter for that reason, that it wouldn't be a classic ribbis situation. Rav Yashiv says that that he has a different kula. He thinks that that someone who does runs a bus service is a contractor. He's a kablan, and he's paid to provide all the necessary arrangements. And he thinks that that would not be a subject to the ribbis issue at all. There are lots of other possible reasons to be made, obviously well beyond the scope of a 10 or 12 minute shiur. So we'll leave it at that. But at the end of the day, the reason that all the yeshivas in America and all the camps and everything like that, the reason that l'chora they're allowed to do this, is based on the fact that it's a corporation. And if it's viewed as a corporation, then you have Rav Moshe to be samech on.